Yeah, you know what it is. Hot 97, Funk Flex. I've been looking for my man for a minute. I got my man Soulja Boy on the phone. Soulja Boy, what's cracking, my brother?
What's good, man? What's be, man? What's good? It's your boy Soulja Boy. You already know what's popping, Flex.
Yo, first of all, I was looking at your Twitter and I found that's, you know, I have to track you down because I saw you was in town and I heard you was in the studio recording with a couple artists. Now I don't even know. I'm really out. You said you can't give it up yet, but you know, I heard you was doing some recording, man. How long you in town?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna be in New York for a couple of days. I'm pretty sure everybody in the New York City done heard that new 50, me and 50 meme mug. That's mean. Brand new. So while I've been out here in New York, I actually hooked up with another big artist in hip hop, man. I think this collaboration gonna shock the people too. I think they're gonna like this one.
You can't tell me who it is?
Man, hey, I don't wanna split no secrets, man. You see me on the Twitter, I was going in heavy on the Twitter, man.
But heavy.
I don't even gotta say nothing, Flex. I'm gonna say it to you, Flex, but I'm gonna let the song speak for itself when it drops. They're gonna be shocked, man. Jaws dropped all around the NY.
Now I haven't had a chance to talk to you. I mean, look, you know what it is. You're the talk of the world. I mean, I know you and Fab were going back and forth for a minute. Now everything is cool, correct?
Correct. You know,
Soulja Boy, I never really understood what kind of bothered you about the situation. Was it just the reference in the freestyle that was annoying to you?
Nah, man. I mean, it wasn't even that, you know, because me, I can deal with, you know, like words and like, you know, people try to you know, come at you in a negative way or whatever. But it was just the fact that it seemed like he was trying to, you know, like pick on your boy, you know what I mean? Or like he was gonna like just keep, you know, saying stuff towards me and I wasn't gonna say nothing back to him or something. Yeah, so it wasn't really about, you know, what he was saying. It was the actions he was taking, like he was trying to punk me or something, you know what I mean? We couldn't go out like that.
Well, was that, so that wasn't really the first time then?
No, of course not. That wasn't the first time. You
got
can ask
you,
Fab.
Fab jokes
a lot, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I find out that he was just joking the times that he was joking. He wasn't serious and he wasn't trying to come at me. And we've tied it up, and we've been rocking.
Yeah, I didn't feel like his energy was malicious, Soulja Boy. I'm being honest, just outside looking in. But
right.
I mean, I could get where if you felt it's going on a couple times that you wanted to say something. But Fab got a playful nature, and sometimes he likes to mention what's going on in the moment, you know?
Right. I understand that now. We good.
So it's Hot 97, Funk Flex. Of course, I got my man Soulja Boy on the phone. So how did, like, was you and 50 always moving together, making music? Because, you know, Fifth jumped in while everything was going on. Or do y'all always rock together?
I mean, you know, since I jumped in the game, you know, I've been listening to 50 since when I was an unsigned underground artist, when I was trying to come up. So once I got into the game, you know, I reached out to him and, you know, he said everything was cool. But we wasn't ever really rocking, you know, how like me and Gucci rock close, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And when it was just pressure coming to me, you know what I mean? I was like, hey, he reached out and he was like, hey, man, what's going on, man? He's like, what's going on? I told him the situation and we rocked out like that and we handled it and we passed that and we on to bigger and better things right now.
So does it bother you as, you know, being an artist? And I mean, it's what the game is about now. I guess every time, you know, anybody can say anything about you, you know, does it bother you when you see stuff like Cat Stacks saying things about you? Does it annoy you? Does it bother you?
I mean, for the people who are, you know what I mean, down on that level to believe what she said, you know what I mean? I mean, for those people, it kind of bothers me because it's like, man, I don't want them to, you know, believe something that came out of her mouth, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I feel like that the work will speak for itself against any allegations, you know what I mean?
I know. I get you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what have you learned from this situation? I'd really like to know what Soulja Boy has learned from this situation.
Man, from the whole situation, man, I just learned, you know, one, you got to watch who you associate yourself with once you become a celebrity, you know what I mean? Two, everybody don't have your best interest at heart, you know what I mean? And three, it's just crazy being a celebrity, period. You know what I mean? Like, a rumor or a story can go crazy on your name, and that's just something that's just like, wow. Because, you know, I've been a celebrity for, like, what, 3 years? And it's, like, one of the, you know, craziest things. They just have my name all out in the media, so I don't know.
I want to put it out there and be clear. So what Cat Stack said is not true.
Oh, yeah, 100% is not true at all. You know what I mean? We can go ahead and put that on the radio, put that whatever you want to put it at. You know what I'm saying? What she said is not true at all. You know what I mean? And, you know, just for all my fans is waiting on my album, I want to make that clear. You know what I mean? I was set up. You know what I mean? I was framed. You know what I mean? And right now, we in a good position because we moved past that and all my fans still rocking with me and they seen past it. But for anybody who ain't see past it, I'm making it clear right now that it was all a lie.
Yeah, Hot 97, of course, hot97.com and flexwetrust.com. Soulja Boy, who you there with? You there by yourself? You recording? I feel like there's other people in the room with you.
Man, me and 50, we over here rocking, man. You know what I mean? We got a big project.
Is Fifth right there right now with you?
Yeah, he right beside me right here. He getting his haircut.
Put him on the phone.
Hold on. Let me let you holler at him real quick.
Hey.
Fifth, what up, baby?
Everything good, man. I know y'all ain't. Yo, that's my little homie right there, man.
I'm so pleased.
Ain't nothing crazy going on.
Listen, man, that's my guy. We moving, we got him, Fifth. Now, what you out there getting your hair cut? What's happening? How much money y'all getting?
Oh, we gonna shoot the couple of Double XL magazine.
Together?
Soulja got the cover, and I'm just getting in the background. I just felt like popping in. So I said, I'm going to come on in there. I'm going to poke my head in on it.
Yo, man, does anything? Wow, man. Yo, look, man, I was looking on the blogs, man. So, you know, Lloyd Banks, what he got? He got Kanye and Eminem touching down on his album?
Yeah, he got a joint with Kanye, Swiss Beatz, Ryan Leslie, and he got one of the Kanye new artists from Good Music.
Okay. Yeah, you know what it is. Hot 97, Funk Flex, Soulja Boy, 50 Cent. I appreciate y'all. Tell Soulja I said good looking.
All right, you already know what it is. Love, man, all day.
Love, my brother.
Hit me on Twitter, man.
I'm with you. All right, man.